Welcome, athletes, to another episode of the Gym Closet. I'm so pumped that we got this going finally. Woo-hoo! This is our third try. We have film to prove it. We were struggling here this morning, so we are recording on a Saturday morning, but we will get it out as ASAP, probably early next week. But today we have a bunch of cool stuff, a bunch of segments. But for anybody who is just joining us for the first time, the Gym Closet is a Crave Gym podcast. We go over everything that is Crave Gyms, the in and the outs of what we do at Crave. And in doing so, we provide a lot of life lessons and a lot of things, a lot of takeaways that you can take in your own life and can hopefully help you in your success in your own life, and lessons that can be learned in what you're doing, whether it's fitness, work, whatever the case might be. We hopefully have some good information for you, and hopefully it's in a little bit entertaining as well. So we do a lot of just bullshit as well. So welcome. Today, if you had not joined us for last week's, we started a new segment with Coach Wooden's Pyramid of Success. And so we are going to knock off another block of the pyramid. I like that. Knock off a block
knock
of the pyramid.
Off a block.
That's like the soul thing. What did we have last week? We had a couple really good things.
Remember.
Yeah, I can't remember either. I remember acknowledging that we had some cool stuff. Yeah, but this one we go bottom right, so we're going to the opposite side. And today in Pyramid Talk with Coach Wooden's Pyramid, we are talking about enthusiasm. And basically enthusiasm, obviously, is how jacked you are to be doing a task. Are you super excited to be doing a task, or are you doing it just to be doing it? And so he kind of goes over enthusiasm enables someone to push as hard as we need to push for as long as we need to push to achieve our best. Now, are you going to do that if you're not enthusiastic about the task, or if you don't want to do it, if you don't have the buy-in to that program? Pretty much you're not going to be enthusiastic about that task, and it's most likely going to get done subpar or not get done at all.
Hey, so, quick shout out here.
Yes.
Amber started the team training session that was this morning by quoting something that said, "The two things in life that you're total control over are your attitude and effort." Which, I mean, I
yes.
guess you could say that's enthusiasm.
That's exactly.
We didn't plan this.
That's awesome.
That was an accident.
So yeah, that's a happy accident that we
yes.
went over. And did she post that online? Is
yeah,
that what
she
posted?
Yeah.
Nice. So yeah, so that's what we do here at Crave. You know, we accidentally tie everything together.
Yes.
You know, and sometimes we get lucky, and other times we don't claim. Yeah,
looks
other
a little
times
weird.
We don't really claim it. So the other thing that he goes on to say is there are extreme highs and extreme lows in his career, and those swings of intensity result in instability. So he wanted his players on an even keel, so that thinking was not adversely affected by emotion. And quiet enthusiasm gets results. So basically what he's saying is, you know, and I think that pertains to anybody in life, is we have really big highs, we have really big lows, but, you know, we have to make sure that we can control them and keep an even mind during those highs and during those lows so that we can make the best decisions. And here, you know, when in your training, you're going to have times where you don't really feel like training. You're going to have times where you really, really feel like training. And I've had times here where I'm super pumped to go train, and I train, you know, the first round goes just balls to the wall, and I'm screwed,
yeah.
like for the rest of the
like,
the rest of the time.
Boy.
Yeah, which you should go 100%, but, you know, if I would have kept an even keel, I would have gotten more out of the end of my workout
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, all of that is relative. But enthusiasm for a task is wanting to do what you're doing. So I think that goes a long way in showing, you know, especially in work and in your job, you know, showing enthusiasm for a job. If you, you know, if you're asked by your boss, or if you're an entrepreneur and you're having to do something else, if you are not enthusiastic about it, your task is not going to be done very well. I know there's things that are just monotonous that, like,
yep.
I have to do sometimes, and I'm not super enthusiastic about it, and the work suffers, or, you know, I can actually see the result isn't as good as if I was, you know, changed my mindset about that task and realized the benefits of getting it done and became enthusiastic about it. So enthusiasm is the second one. The first one was industriousness, which is hard work. The second one is enthusiasm. So we're going to continue to go through these blocks Oh, I'm excited about next week's.
Oh. Are you going to tease it?
No.
Oh!
And that's the tease. No, I'm super excited about the Pyramid Talk. You know, it's if you haven't had a chance, read the book. It's an awesome book about basically a playbook to success. And one of the ones that I'm reading, and so I'm going to kind of bring you guys along on. I have kind of the spark notes to it as well, so that I can present it on this podcast. But I'm reading it in the big version, so that. But I'm going to bring everybody along on that journey with us. So next up, we got our foodie results in, which was a good one, I think.
Ready to drink. Hey, yeah, we actually
RTDs.
RTDs, ready to drink. It was, and this one actually got kind of close, Core Power and Muscle Milk, for those of you that were keeping along, blew
everybody
out single round. Muscle Milk won one round without anybody voting for the opposite one. That's never happened.
What was that one?
I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, I remember that.
But that has never
The competitor
happened.
Was not a great
oh,
one.
Oh, that was hilarious. Insure.
Insure, yeah. I don't think many people drink Insure once they're not a child anymore.
Yeah, well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yes.
But there are people out there that use that. It's kind of an expensive way to get your protein and vitamins and minerals, though. Mm-hmm. But
anyway, final results, and this is between the two of them. One had Muscle Milk 11, the other one had it at 0,
oh,
and then the other one had Core Power at 14, and the other one at 3. So 17 to 11, Core Power wins. I've never...
Wait.
You got that? 17, that's what it is. That's the score. Even if I said that confusingly, the score is 17 Core Power,
okay.
11 Muscle Milk.
Okay, so what did Muscle Milk get in the first one? 11?
And then 0.
And Core got 0.
No. Muscle Milk got 0 in the other one. And then Core
14.
Power got 14 and 3.
Core Power.
Yep.
Oh. You did say it confusingly. Yep. Okay. Muscle Milk in one got 11, and in the other one got a 0.
Yes.
And then Core Power got
14.
14
and another one got 3.
3.
Yes.
Okay.
17 to 11.
I told
you, just
11.
Listen to the results. I knew I was saying it. In a
very, very
way,
terribly.
But I knew what I was saying.
The math was off. But okay, so Core Power is...
I've never had Core Power.
Really? It is very good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it better than Muscle Milk?
Yes.
Okay. Can you confirm?
There's two different ones. There's the 26 gram protein
and then the 42.
One, and then the 42. So the 26 has like 11 carb and like 5 fat. So kind of slight meal replacement.
Yeah. The 42.
And not as much protein. And it tastes more like choco milk. That one's like really good.
Yeah.
Now the 42 gets more of a protein drink type taste.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, still good. Still good, but it just gets more.
What's that?
42 grams of protein. How many carbs?
I think the same, like 11.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it just jumps up.
It just jumps up the protein.
Oh, wait, no, the 26 might have like 24 carbs. I think it does.
I don't think
so. Or 12.
So.
I thought it had more carbs.
Man,
than
you've
the
said three different numbers. Maybe 17.
It could be 18. Who knows?
I just think it's
but
higher.
No, it's tasty, very tasty, good macros.
Okay.
And the 42 one is the 42 one is a little bit more of a protein shake taste, but that's still a good protein shake taste. So,
but the 26 is the best protein drink like I've had by far, just because it tastes like straight chocolate milk.
I want to shout out one of these that I put in here is because Tyler's handwriting is impossible to read, so I had no idea what one of the ones, like I took a picture of what you wrote, and I was like, I have no idea what that
what was it.
I have no idea. So I replaced it with Pro2O. Have you guys heard of Pro2O?
Yeah.
Have you had it?
I haven't had it.
It's pretty good, man.
Really?
I
have not had
like
it
like a fruity kind of water taste. It's
which one,
not much
which
else.
One did not, the Slim Fast, did that not make it in? Insure? What do we miss? Isopure?
Right there. Berry coffee.
Bang.
What is that?
Bang.
Say?
Bang coffee.
Oh.
Oh, that would have competed.
Hmm. I don't think so.
I think so.
I think it's a limited demographic.
The man that drinks two bangs.
We haven't done
a day.
Energy drinks yet, have we?
Oh, no.
No.
Man.
We'll have
That'd
to
be
do that
than
some.
Nuts. Just saying.
We can just bring that one in next time. I really want to do nuts.
We can probably put it to a vote.
About. Okay.
All right. So we have two different foodies for next week's. So what we're going to do on Sunday, we're going to put nuts against energy drinks and see what our next foodie is going to be. So make sure we're voting on what our next foodie is going to be, because then we will have options that go out at the beginning of the week to do our new foodie. So let's take it to a vote. Let's take it to the people.
Take it to the people.
If energy drinks wins, I want to do brands, and then I want to do flavors of the brand that wins. Because I know it's going to be Monster or Bang, and they have plenty of flavors to choose from.
Sure. Is that the only... That's like the only two. Is it just going to be a one vote?
Of energy drinks?
No, but he's probably right.
Oh, I was going to say.
No,
Red
I know.
Bull, Monster, there's plenty.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be Monster and Bang. 100%. Yeah.
100%. All right.
I hope calling Bang. It now on video and film.
It's going to be Red Bull and Monster. I'm calling it against you.
It might. Red Bull might get up.
Yeah.
You think
Bang
Red Bull?
Bang will be in the finals.
I don't think so.
Bang is new to like the gas station big market,
dude,
so I could see
everyone.
It doing really well though.
Everyone
it
is
will
drinking
do,
Bangs.
I bet most people that do fitness stuff will vote for Bang, but I also know that most people that go on my Instagram are not fitness people, so they're gonna vote for Red Bull.
Speaking of,
you think Red? But
I've had
no,
a lot
I
of friends.
Horrible.
I've had a
no,
lot
but
of friends.
I'm just saying
that
over popularity,
in athletics and fitness industry and stuff that are just regular people
maybe
that
I'm wrong.
Love Bangs and
maybe
starting
I'm
to really get it out there. So
maybe I'm wrong. We'll see.
It's interesting because Bang, even though completely false,
I was
advertises.
Just have you heard some of their claims lately?
Yeah,
claims to like cure Alzheimer's. Like, I mean, he's got crazy claims in his product, like stupid stuff that makes.
Oh,
no
really?
Sense.
I haven't seen that.
Well,
stuff.
I gotta show you the
but
article.
Even just the claims
there's,
of
there's pages
having people. Glutamine and having like good stuff in
he
it, creatine
he has a
and
patent
you know
on his buffer, his super creatine or his creatine. He like that's his like he.
Well, that's great, but you like. 4 to 5 grams is like a clinical dose of creatine
and there's,
for anybody.
Yeah.
And there's like 0.2 grams
oh, really?
In. So it's like you, it's like in,
their
the, in the industry,
is
in
like
their, in the industry, you call it kind of fairy dusting so that you can put the ingredient on the label. So they just fairy dust everything and put the ingredient on the label. Good marketing because I've talked to a lot of people that are like, yeah, you drink Monster instead of Bang. Well, why do you do that? Because Bang has all these other great ingredients. I'm like, no, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
See, I drink Bang just because it has more caffeine.
Right. And
double the Monster.
That's why
Monster.
I don't drink Bang because it does have double the caffeine. I don't need that shit.
Alrighty.
All right. So let's get into a athlete shout out.
This is for Mitch. Mitch, whose birthday is today.
Today. Yep.
It's the 28th.
Are you on that? Nope.
Happy birthday, Mitch. He just turned 38. He's old as hell.
Old balls.
He did the pull-up challenge was this week.
Yeah.
And he got second place, but he got 71, which is probably pretty close.
It's very
to
good.
Beating
I think the
almost
second best
anybody
guys,
else
I think that's the second
Zach,
best
beat
guys.
Him.
Yeah.
Right.
Eric
yeah.
got 70, and that was the next best.
Yeah. So Mitch gets second overall, but he got second in his class because Zach Hoyer beat him.
Right.
So Mitch was asking for
Hoyer.
Asking for a shout-out. But I'm not going to give it to him. Mitch, you got second place, Mitch.
That's true.
This ain't
pick
about
a different
second
session.
Place, buddy.
Should have got
no,
10,
I'm just
should've got 10
just,
more pull-ups.
Yeah, you should have done more. Yeah. Sounds like a simple solution.
81 would have won.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Jeez, 10 more. That's one set.
But
or
he could have gone.
No, that's
to,
awesome.
Or he could have gone to any other session.
Yeah, any other session. And that's what we talked about. Yeah.
Doing the tiered
system to where we qualifying plus top five. So whoever wins every session plus the top five of the entire
overall.
Day
yeah.
should get notification and qualification. So
yeah.
That's kind of what we're going to start next, probably next season, because we just started getting some of those results that were like, Mitch deserves to be in the championship for that.
Right, dude. He blows everybody else out of the water, but he's stuck with you know, stud Zach.
Yeah. Who may just take every season off of the championship unless someone someone's got to challenge him.
Yeah, I'll beat him this time.
All right.
I'm curious to see if he just
I got to qualify.
Ping. Just
who knows?
Wins each season.
Who knows? You got to qualify because we need athletes to be represented over here because Waukee's going to bring some thunder too. I know that.
Bring the heat, Waukee.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Bring it in. Bring it on. Yeah, we don't have much representation.
We've been here,
representation.
Done this.
We've been here.
For a while now. All right.
We don't have any representation from Waukee. We got to get Dan in here to make his arguments. But no, that's an awesome athlete shout out. Also, do we have any other athlete shout outs? Cool. All
right.
Yeah, great challenge though. Pull ups.
I'll give Eric a shout out. He's been crushing sessions lately, man. I was working out next to him, I think last Friday or the one before, and he was giving me a run for my money. And then I go look at Instagram stories, and then I was like, damn, Eric's getting lean too. He's making me look small because he's bigger than I am. And I was just like, damn, he's killing it. He's been running after sessions. So, yeah, give Eric a shout out. He's been working hard. Seeing awesome. The results.
Awesome. Then let's go into, we got our Today I Learned.
An answer to the age-old question, which came first, the chicken or the egg? This is a scientific answer to the question.
All right, I like it.
Today
I'm going to learn.
Science shows that the egg came first, not the chicken. One, the first egg was laid by a bird that was not a chicken. Two, the first anatomic hard-shelled egg laid on land was around 312 million years ago. Chickens are domesticated descendants of red jungle fowl from at most 8,000 years ago.
Stuff's crazy to think about.
So the egg, not necessarily a chicken egg, I understand. It's not...
So, but the egg.
The egg blew it out of the water! 312 million years! Why are we even asking this question?
So
that's not close.
The egg or the chicken, the egg.
The egg.
But the chicken egg or the chicken.
Nobody's ever asked it that way.
That's true.
Yep. You're welcome.
I like that. That's kind of a workaround, but I like it.
Yep.
Because everybody has the perception of when asked that question, they're talking about a chicken egg. But they're not. Could be a reptile egg.
Yep. Exactly.
So that's even longer.
Yeah.
They just found one of the biggest...
Mind blown.
They just found one of the biggest T-Rex, like, full skeleton put together up in Canada. And I saw pictures. It's crazy. Yeah. Crazy to think about T-Rex like that running around outside.
Yeah.
Just their mouth, like, they're showing the teeth and stuff. Yeah. They were huge. That is just mind-blowing.
You have to have
about.
Some military weapons to survive in that time if you were a human.
It's craziness.
Or just, like a giant axe.
Think about, a bird, like... A giant bird just flying in the sky.
But T-Rexes were like chickens. Or, not, okay.
No. Okay,
no,
what?
They were. They were like, they weren't predatory. Like, they were like vultures. Like, they would eat when other people killed, they would go after it.
Because they were smart that way?
Not smart's not the word I would use.
And
I
then,
don't know.
And they then so they had someone else do the work, and then they ate their food. That sounds smart
to
me.
So, like, they weren't, like, chasing people down and murdering them.
But they would probably... Take their food and then eat them as well.
I'd look right at a T-Rex. They would probably be like, "I'm not dead yet, chicken. You're not going to eat me."
And he'd be like, "You're making this too easy, chomp."
You're right. I'm scared.
Chomp. Dead. Gone.
I'd probably chase a T-Rex around.
All right. Today we got. Speaking of humans, we have humans. SMH. Now this one can go one of two ways. So this story came across this week and. I was so interested in kind of the two sides of it that either one of them could be, I could shake my head at either one of these sides. So in St. Louis, I don't know if you guys know this, but they have bagels that are called bread cut bagels. And it made the news when somebody brought bread cut bagels to the office and tweeted about it. Went viral, and you had all of these people just cursing St. Louis for having bagels this way, like that they were the unholy of thou bagels. And what it is a bagel that is cut vertically into pieces and not horizontally through the middle. So some people are calling it the worst thing since sliced bread. Are you a monster if you cut your bagels into multiple pieces? And so, like, the internet had an uproar about bagels that were cut up and down, like a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
And so, my question to you guys is this
the no most ridiculous?
Is this the most ridiculous thing that you've ever heard that people are making a stink about how you cut your bagels? Or are the bagel connoisseurs in the right saying that it's not a bagel if it's cut up and down?
Well, it's definitely not the most ridiculous thing I've heard people make a stink about. But it's up there.
Yeah.
It's definitely up there because this doesn't matter at all.
Right.
Unless, like, I mean, but if you want to put cream cheese on it, it's probably a little hard.
That's what I'm saying. There's no logical reason behind cutting it like that.
But, like, if you just want to
eat
a
bagel. So if you have one bagel and you have – battery died on our camera. If you have one bagel.
One bagel.
And you want to feed four people.
Four people.
I'm cutting that shit long ways, and then into four pieces, so everybody gets two individual pieces to spread some nice jam onto, good flat surfaces.
I think it just depends.
Maybe
you
have
if you
five. No, but you're not seeing the pictures. You have a flat surface. You have, it's like a slice of bagel with the entire thing around.
So you have a bagel
like that.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
I just, yeah. No, I'm gonna say
dumb.
That it, I'm
just
gonna
dumb.
Say it doesn't matter. It
does not matter at all.
Yeah. Surface area spread to surface area.
Yeah, so
jam spread to surface
you're
area.
You're actually getting more.
You would get a lot
you're
more.
More cream cheese. So if you love cream cheese, I'm flip
flopping.
Now
I'm flip flopping.
See if you're counting.
So
I'm
you're
all
thinking
in.
Bread slices is
in.
Better
because
so you're a cream cheese fan.
Well, it depends on the cream cheese, but
see, yeah, it depends. You can say about anything. If I'm counting my macros, I want less cream cheese, so I'm not cutting my bagel like that.
But
wow,
you make a really good point.
I apologize for people.
You make a really good point, though, because the surface area of the inside, right? Yeah.
My mind's lost.
Boom.
My mind's lost.
So now you have more interior bagel to put cream cheese on if you bread slice it.
Well, like, especially, have you guys had, like, jalapeno cream cheese?
I'm not a jalapeno fan, but Amber loves that.
That stuff is good.
Speaking of Amber, we have a life update for Amber and I. We actually head to Cabo next week, which is awesome. We get to sit on the beach via Rodan and Fields, paying for the trip. So we got 4 days of vacation to go on, which I'm super excited about. I love my kids, but 4 days on the beach without the kids is going to be
waking up at 1, 3, and 5 in the morning.
Yeah, which I'm super salty about. On a on a Saturday morning, they decide to Ivy for some reason decides to wake up at 1 o'clock. And then decides to wake up at 4 o'clock, and then decides to wake up at 6 o'clock or 6:30, and for some reason, you know, she's been sleeping through the night at least till 4:30 from like 7:30 or 8 to 4:30 every single day, which has been awesome because then we go. I mean,
you go to bed,
we go to bed
up,
and we
and
wake
you're
up.
Good.
Like that's great. Yeah, we need several hours at a time, and not just this this sideshow. Of
so
sleep.
What's the over-under on how burnt either of you are going to get?
Amber won't burn at all. I will fry,
you
regardless of how much I put.
Return as a lobster.
Yes, okay. Yes. Regardless of how much shit I put on.
Yeah.
Like, sunscreen does not work. And actually, I learned the hard way one. I think we went down to Florida a couple years ago, and I put, like, the spray sunscreen on, which does not work near as well. And it was still, like, SPF 50, but then it just didn't evenly spread, so yeah. I just had blotches of red.
Nice.
So what's a red spotted animal? I wasn't a lobster. I was a, I don't know.
Like a cow
with red spots?
Hair.
That's kind of weird.
Haven't you seen like a cow with red hair? They exist. I'm not, it's not like bright red. Well, I guess you would have to be bright red. Okay, that doesn't work. Like a lizard.
Lizards
or
have
black, like a black widow, except white with red spots.
We're really stretching that. Okay. So next up is bangers. So did you guys have any...
give me a second.
Have any bangers? Oh,
I
do have a... before we end with our bangers, while we're pulling up our bangers, I have a couch potato. And if you haven't... It's the stupidest show, but you can turn your brain off and watch it. Santa Clarita's Diet.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of that?
I tried to watch an episode.
You didn't like it?
Didn't get into it.
Was it the first episode or what?
Yeah.
Or did you, like, probably. Middle of the season?
No, I think it was first episode.
Okay. Yeah, the first episode wasn't, like... The first episode was introduced as, like, a normal show.
Yeah.
So then you really didn't even know what was going on until the very end, and then you were kind of like, oh, wait a minute. This is going
like
to be a weird
parody.
Thing. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so then, like, throughout the season, now it's basically a zombie that, like, lives in... It's like a zombie show, but it's... How would you live in suburbia
if you were
a zombie? And it's kind of funny. There's a new season out, so I've watched a couple episodes of that. That's my couch potato. Do you guys have any couch potatoes or anything?
I'm reading a Merlin book. I got my banger. I'm ready.
All right, let's hear it.
Travis County by Gary Clark Jr.
All right. Getting it. All right, describe where you're at right now in your head.
Dude, it's spring. I'm back there.
You're back
I'm
again.
I'm riding, but it's a little more intense than the last one. I'm cruising. I'm feeling real good. I might be heading to like a day drinking session, probably.
Okay. I like that.
Wait, here it goes.
You got
Clark's
an
old man,
you got an old soul when it comes to music, don't you?
I've heard that before.
That's awesome. So mine actually ties into that a little bit. If you're day drinking or you're just out on the town and you come across a great place, you know, it's one of those bars that you walk into, you walk by and you look at and you're like, damn, everybody's having a blast in there. What is going on? And then you look at the sign and you realize it's a piano bar.
Oh.
And so my banger of the week that I just started listening to again this week, for some reason it came on over Alexa, is Piano Man, which you cannot go to a bar and have this play on a dueling pianos bar and not just be...
Have everybody singing every word.
Zach has no idea what we're talking about here.
Never heard this song in his life.
A regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me. And this is killing me. It's going in and out. But you guys get the gist. We'll once I get it actually playing here, we'll get it.
Off topic. What happens if you just ignore jury duty?
Not good.
Like you go to jail.
Yeah, my dad sent me a letter. He's like, you gotta do this. It's the law.
If you're in school, you can avoid it.
Yeah.
If you send your school information.
My questionnaire, yeah. I'm going to go fill out the questionnaire and be like, I got 21 credits. I'm working 20 hours a week. I got this.
What's your banger?
Or you can really make sure that you're, like, not, like,
go in dressed up as Princess Leia.
Yeah, you can really become a human SMH, and they will definitely be like, and I don't think, or be really passionate about,
whatever
anti-crime.
The issue is.
Yeah.
It's like, look, I don't want to say I'm on either side, but this motherfucker killed somebody.
Right. Yeah. I fucking hate him for it. You got yours?
Yep.
All right.
What is it?
What do you got?
Ends of the Earth, Lord Huron. I'm walking in the mountains in Colorado to just a gorgeous view, and it's just complete bliss.
My friend
complete
loves this song.
This song?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard it.
Yeah, wait for the chorus. You might recognize it when it comes.
I think I have heard it, actually. Oh, yeah, I have heard this song. This is a banger. This is a banger.
Confirmed banger.
Just so relaxing. Such a relaxing song.
What's this band like? Like, what's the other ones that are similar to this?
There's the one that was in 13 Reasons Why. That's probably my favorite one that he does. I can't remember what it's called, though.
Trevor Hall.
Trevor Hall is a good one. Yep.
He's actually coming to Des Moines. I'm going to be out of town, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, we'll go back to mine. Now we got it queued up.
It'll roll, baby.
And now, thank you guys for joining us in the gym closet. I feel like the late night, like, all right, now, thank you guys for being out here. But
thank you so much.
We got to close out. This is the last.
Imagine us
playing with the harmonica in the corner.
Right.
Imagine us playing all these instruments as we're saying this. Yes. Tyler's on the vocals.
Yes. Thank you guys for coming out. You know, we really enjoyed having you.
It was a great night.
It was a great night. And we will see you guys another time. Get home safe. No, thank you guys. If you can go to our social media, like our page, follow us for any of updates on Crave Gym. Follow us and subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, and what's the other one that's on Spotify? You can like us and you can subscribe and listen to us every week. Thank you guys very much. Let Billy Joel lead you out.
Peace. John at the bar is a friend of mine.